BBC Learning English.
Hello, welcome to another BBC Learning English program. I'm Helen.
And I'm Jean. 欢迎收听 Ask About Britain. 来自北京海淀区的 Andrew 向我们提出的问题呢是有关英国的一个慈善机构。
Hello, this question is from Andrew. As Remembrance Day draws near, could you kindly give an introduction to the Royal British Legion and its famous Poppy Appeal?
To find the answers to Andrew's question, we met up with Stuart Gendall,Communications Director at the Royal British Legion.
首先让我们了解一下这个皇家英国退伍军人协会是个什么样的组织吧。
The Royal British Legion was founded in 1921 by the families and ex-servicemen of the First World War. Those people wanted to get together to both help and rememberTheir colleagues, so they wanted to help the people that had survived the First World War with injuries, and they also wanted to remember their lost colleagues.
So the Royal British Legion was founded in 1912 by the families and ex-servicemen of the First World War.
皇家英国退伍军人协会呢是由第一次世界大战当中的一些家庭和退伍军人 ex-servicemen 创建的 founded. So there's a strong military connection.
That's right. It was set up as a charity to help those who have survived the war and also to remember those who have lost their lives.
这个组织的成立呢，是为了帮助那些从战场回来的退伍军人和他们的家人，同时也为纪念和缅怀那些在战场上壮烈牺牲的英国军人。
Every year, November is an important month on the Legion's calendar. We asked Stuart about the significance of this month.
The concentrations around the 11th of November, 11 o'clock on the 11th of November is when the First World War ended.
I see. 每年的11月啊，对他们来说是个很重要的日子，因为在1918年的11月11号，第一次世界大战呢，在这一天的11点正式结束了。
And what are the events happening around that time?
And at that time, there are two things that happen. We have our two-minute silence. The whole nation stops to think about those people that have lost their lives way back in 1918 and in all the wars since. And it's the culmination of our Poppy Appeal, when we are actually, raising money for, people that we help today. And we raise up to £30 million with the Poppy Appeal.
在11月11日的11点钟，整个英国会默哀两分钟，以此来纪念那些在战争中牺牲的人。
And not just the First World War, but all the wars since.
还有英国著名的罂粟花募捐 Poppy Appeal.
The purpose of the appeal is to raise money to help the ex-servicemen community.
筹款 raise money.Stuart 他还说呢，每年他们能靠这个罂粟花募捐活动筹到高达3000万英镑的捐款。
One of my questions to Stuart is why poppy flowers are used to symbolize the appeal.
The idea of the poppy came from a poem, In Flanders Fields by, John McCrae, wrote it in 1915 and sadly died. And that really sparked off people's, imagination because it was the one flower that grew in all of the devastation of the First World War. So it gave people hope.
原来著名的罂粟花募捐的由来呢是源自一首诗歌。
That's right, John McCrae was a doctor serving with the Canadian Armed Forces at the time. He wrote a poem inspired by what he saw there.
John McCrae 曾经是一名跟随加拿大武装部队行医的医生，他被自己当时的所见所闻深为感动，所以写下了一首诗。
In his poem, the poppy was the only flower that grew in the fields after the bloody battles.
罂粟花呢是在当时荒芜的第一次世界大战战场遗址上唯一开放的一种花儿。劫后遗址的断壁残垣在英语里就是 devastation。
The poem and poppy flowers sparked off people's imagination.
迸溅出，引发出 sparked off。人们都被这首诗所启迪，而罂粟花就从此成为了战争中希望的象征。
This is BBC Learning English.
Well, Andrew, I hope we've answered your question about the Royal British Legion and its famous poppy appeal.
如果你有什么有关英国的问题，那就请和我们直接联系。我们的邮箱地址是 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
Join us next time. Bye.
Bye.